The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you today on this Thursday, 28 December 2017. And 2017. I have no idea where this year went. You know, during trying times, doesn't it have a tendency to slow things down to a crawl? Or is that just the nature of our business? It very well could be. Just, wow, burning through time. Jeff Bennett has been, I guess, does he know what kind of grunge he's got? The virus. Remind me, Mike, did you post up that story about the NIH? Boy, you've been here quite a while. You can finish my sentences, which the audience can't hear, by the way. You'll have to take my word for that. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. You know, I listen to talk show host on Sirius XM, and the brand of the channel is the Patriot Channel. So they got Andrew Wilkow on there, Sean Hannity, the great one, Mark Levin. And to people that have been bathed, I guess you could say, in socialism and communism, and I've got a better idea for, well, just for the fact I have a better idea. And they all pretty much claim to be conservatives, which I find interesting, because if you ask any politician that claims to be a conservative, and what does it mean to be a conservative? Well, I'm fiscally conservative. That's what conservatism is to them. And how good of a job is that? And if you're in that conservative framework, of course, you're predisposed to being a neocon. You know, keep our military strong and keep bombing the crap out of anybody that we want. And it's tiresome to listen to. At times, it's torturous. Just as it is watching Fox News or MSNBC or ABC or CBS, or it doesn't matter. These guys never really get to the third rail. They want to offer solutions. Now, one of these guys was sitting in for Mark Levin. He's on, I think, WMAL. And I guess that covers Washington, D.C. And self-admittedly, he's got his own style, his own shtick. And we're about finding solutions. And he was against term limits. But, you know, if term limits, the issue of term limits came up, he'd be okay with that. And he used an example of California. They did term limits, and, well, the staff, they just proceeded on like nobody had been replaced, or somebody coming in with a new plan or a new agenda. Oh, these people just keep plodding along. It doesn't matter if the same guy's there or not. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you dummy, there's your prime example of the administrative state. They've all been trained in the craft, if you will. And never getting around to real solutions as to what we're actually facing. And most of them claim to be libertarian, which I've got. Mike, have you ever figured out what the hell a libertarian is? Have you ever heard them explain libertarianism? Get your hands off my itty bitty. Yeah, there you go. I guess that could be one. But as I look at what a lot of the libertarians are espousing, it's like cherry picking the good stuff and having some bad stuff in there, and I don't know why. Now, I've heard recently the guy that does Corporation Nation on this network, or did, he was recently on Deanna Spingola's program. And I listened to the whole thing. And Clint Richardson, yeah. And poking fun, admitting that, yeah, there's two constitutions out there. And then why do we insist on this constitution? Because it's in error. Larkin Rose has gone the anarchist way, complete with diatribes laced with the seven words you can't say on air, which I find rather fascinating, and who is that appealing to? But this whole thing that somehow the Constitution for the law of this land, I keep getting this impression that somehow that this was a Mac Daddy of a trick. And I've talked about this extensively over the years. And that it runs the gamut. One of the most popular of the theories out there is that, well, this Constitution was designed with gaping holes in it, so later on that this can be modified to bring us to present day. Well, I don't think that's what the framers had in mind. You know, I've also heard people say that, well, we're not a party to the Constitution. I didn't sign it. Well, first of all, you weren't alive to sign it. And some people say that that Constitution doesn't apply to me because, well, I'm not a signatory to that. Okay, so I guess you're an anarchist or a confused libertarian. I don't know which. But a restoration project, you know, you're not going to restore a Model T. You're not going to restore a Model T and end up with a 1959 Volkswagen. Okay? So I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute here. I think I understood the intent of the framers. And I understand the Bill of Rights, which some of them didn't want included. And supposedly that this Bill of Rights is ours. You know, it belongs to each one of us, just like the Constitution. But that's not how I read this. That Bill of Rights was a checklist for the government. Because guess what? You already had the God-given rights. You already had the unalienable rights. The rights of men not to be ruled by others. unless you want to contract your rights away, I guess. I don't. So, you know, I'm going to have Clint on. I'm going to have to vent this out because I don't know why where people are moving to. You know, if we want anarchy, okay, we can have that. We can have no government. We can have that. I think that's the point, Mike. Isn't that a point of anarchy, is no government? Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Now, I know how much has gone awry. I know how much things have been used and abused. I get that. But there are so many things that have been used to divert from the intent and the law of the Constitution itself. You know, this wasn't just an exercise and we're just a bunch of people and, you know, we got to pretend that we're setting up a government and I got to protect my phony baloney position harumph. It wasn't like that. If these guys were plotters and planners for something later to take said rights away from you or to allow gaping holes in that Constitution that could later be modified to really do you in, then why weren't they rewarded for that skullduggerous act? Because most of them died broke. Some dead, some in jail. Property gone. You know, and if I'm in on a great fix, I want to know where my payoff is. You know, what do I get out of this for fixing the game? So it leads me to believe that the founders weren't in for a fix, if you will. And because what was the purpose of revolting against King George? It wasn't just about taxes. It was about control. And these people that were over in this country before it became the good old U.S. of A. were British subjects under British law. So we did this little revolt thing, created our own country. And I am expected to believe that this was just another scam. Don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. So I'm going to have Clint on. I heard what Deanna said, that Clint's her favorite person. Well, I like Clint too, but I just have some questions. I understand he's been on doing his own show for about 3 months. I don't know where. It's somewhere, some blog, something, I don't know. Mike, why don't you email Mr. Richardson, see if we can get him on the show tomorrow. Because I got some questions. By the way, did I mention I did like the show? I did like the show. Remember these fact checkers and people that are going to be up there to spot the Facebook news, the fat lady with a cat, I guess people were describing her. She was the one heading up the fake news patrol, I guess you could say. And her name was Sheryl Sandberg. Facebook has abandoned its fake news fact checkers program to label articles reviewed by Snopes and PolitiFact as disputed after the program backfired a little over a year after its inception. The company pointed to a slowdown in news flow, the fact that stories were required to be deemed false before earning a disputed label, because many people were instead drawn to clicking on the articles in question. Tell me it's bad. Okay, I want to see it. Let me look. Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg says they are a technology company who doesn't hire journalists. So, you know, well, whoops. Several Facebook employees made a post on Medium detailing the change. In December of last year, talking 2016, we launched a series of changes to identify and reduce the spread of false news in Newsfeed. We made it easier for people to report stories they think are false news. We partnered with independent fact-checking organizations that review articles that might be false. We reduced the distribution of articles disputed by fact-checkers. We launched a collection of features to alert people when fact-checkers have disputed an article and to let people know if they have shared or are about to share false news. Except, disputed flags could sometimes backfire. We learned that dispelling misinformation is challenging. You think that's challenging? Try wading through the disinformation to get to the real stuff. You would think that that would be the way to go. I mean, think about this for a moment. So they're there to get rid of the fake news, of which I guess everything was suspect to them. But wouldn't an organization set out to prove what stories were true? Not which ones are false, the ones are true. And you use your trusted judgment and your team of all-knowing, all-seeing people, brighter than everybody else. Don't you think that it would be more to their advantage to go in there and say, okay, these are real stories. These are real, real, real. No, they were there to dispute, or in, I guess, in a fashion or form, that would be their way of debunking. If we don't give it our gold star rating, well, then it's fake. So you would think that if they really wanted to do it justice and be Pied Piper, leading people to the truth, that they'd post what stories were real. You know, this is real, that's real. Could you imagine all of what we've talked about on this network for the last, 15 years? Prove my stories to be true. Not false, but true. Because then you get into kind of this opinion mode and dialectics that, well, then the catatonic brain farting starts. What may be true for me may not be true for you. Okay, well, I don't know what Blarney Stone you're tripping over, but water's wet and the sky's blue. And rain doesn't fall up, it falls down. At any rate, I digress. Disputed flags could sometimes backfire. We learned that dispelling information is challenging. Just because something is marked a false or disputed doesn't necessarily mean we'll be able to change someone's opinion about its accuracy. In fact, some research suggests that strong language or visualizations, like a bright red flag, can backfire and further entrench somebody's beliefs. The company will instead offer up alternative stories containing facts that have already been checked. Now that sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Perhaps Facebook, that's kind of like Popular Mechanics and their take on 9/11. Anybody, Mike, you remember reading that? I'm sorry? I didn't ask you if you still read it. Did you remember reading the story? On 9/11, they did their forensic breakdown. Yeah, I read it, and it was all pretty much malarkey, except for the fact that three buildings went down. That part was true. They disagreed with everything else. Now, perhaps Facebook also realized that Snopes, run by a bunch of degenerates, sorry, guys, has a long history of liberal bias. No, not the fat lady with a cat on the couch. Featuring evidence of Snopes' liberal bias, several instances of flat-out lies, and insight into the individual opinions of the militant liberal fact-checkers who love insulting conservatives. Is calling them degenerates, is that a bias?
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, let's also remember that Snopes co-founder, David Mickelson, cheated on wife Barbara Mickelson with the literal prostitute and Snopes administrator, taking her on expensive vacations around the world using allegedly embezzled Snopes funds while hanging out. He was nice enough then to divorce his then-wife and then marry her, despite the fact that she had a website devoted to being an adult model. Boy, does that sound familiar to you? The adult model in Austin that she would invite you up to a hotel room for a massage with a happy ending? And, oh, and yoga, too. Yeah. Phew, I don't even want to get into that. I think all of you know of who I speak. New Year's resolution: never mentioning that name again. You know, it depends on who you listen to about this economy and how it's doing. I pay attention. I'm one of these tactile. I want to see it, feel it, touch it. Witness it, whatever kind of what. I just like seeing things for myself. And I posted up a story that how many industries and jobs have been lost due to foreign competition. Kind of like what we were talking about yesterday. The demise of the American beef industry has been our pals and buds down in Argentina. And I don't know how many moo cows they're shipping in to this country. I'm sorry? You think it's a lot? You keep doing this throughout this broadcast. I'm going to make you open up your microphone. Because the people can't hear you. They can hear me, but they can't hear you. Yeah, I would say it's a lot. Enough to wreck the cattle market in this country. Now, if you remember years and years and years ago, and this stood out to me, I was reading somebody's idea on how the world should be, and that somehow America wasn't fair because America, well, we build a standard of living. Standard of living based on I'm valuable, this is what my time is worth, I will do a job or a service, and I would expect to be compensated fairly. So this article was talking about how people in Africa have to work all day long to buy the equivalent of a Big Mac. Wow. I'm thinking to myself, that's really terrible how greedy and how stupid we are. Now, it's been said we're a country of excess. And to some degree, that may be true. Because what is the life's mission of a lot of people? Well, to gather up as much stuff and toys and money, and that's their measure of success. Well, that's one level of success if you want to look at it that way. But is that succeeding? Well, who put up the bar? Of what standard am I looking at, and do I really want to achieve that bar? And, you know, to keep up with the Joneses and to be forever young and buy beauty creams and weight loss programs and exercise equipment and all the accoutrements to make you look stylish and trendy every single day and to be your absolute perfect until you shuffle off the mortal coil. But you still look good, right? Still looking good. But I found that rather fascinating, that the poor people in Africa have to work an entire day to buy a stupid hamburger. Wow, I still can't understand why people are starving in Africa. I really can't. I saw what Detroit did. Residents got together and they did a collective farm. They're not starving. What did it take? Well, an idea. And then it took a hoe and a shovel and some seeds and some care. And they're not starving. Well, clean water and sanitation is an issue. Has anybody ever heard of a Berkey? I know that Jim Shepard over at New Millennium would donate hundreds, if not thousands, of Berkeys to people in Africa. But even if you didn't do that, boiling water, let the sediment settle. It might not be crystal clear, but it won't kill you. You know, and I was always fascinated for all the missionary trips and everything that it's gone on to help the poor people of Africa, they just seem to be getting worse and worse. God forbid if their standard is to buy two Big Macs a day. I guess that would be a level of success. But my point is, at what level do you feel successful? I think it's a little bit more than money. Don't you think? Money is what makes the world go round, and I guess love is what holds it together, and I think we're pretty much out of both of them. We'll break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Remember me saying this probably a dozen or so times in the last 6 months or so. Well, finally somebody did a story on this, and thank you, Blacklisted News, for posting this up. Most research supports theory that student financial aid leads to increased tuition. Our 2017 year-end fundraising... let me skip that part. Part promotion and... Yeah. 30 years ago, then-Secretary of Education Bill Bennett theorized that rising federal financial aid was having a perverse effect on tuition, letting greedy colleges raise their prices without the blowback from students and parents. Now, much research has been done into the Bennett hypotheses since then, and while it doesn't all point in the same direction, most of it does. According to a new meta-analysis by the Martin Center for Academic Renewal, the last major review of the literature was published in 2003, finding the effect of federal aid tuition ranged from negligible to as much as 50% of an increase in aid. After another 14 years of research, resulting in a total of 25 analyses published in peer-reviewed journals or by respected economic research institutions. I don't know exactly what that means, but since 1987, the results are compelling. 14 of the 25 studies show that some positive effect of federal subsidies on the price of higher education in at least one segment of the higher education market. Robinson, which is the president, Jenna Robinson, of the Martin Center for Academic Renewal, says that three of the seven that found no benefit effect also has smallest sample sizes because they were conducted much earlier than under studies. I love it when they do stories on their studies. They're not exactly clear, and at times ambivalent, but we'll press on. One of the most recent, 2015, found an even greater pass-through effect than a 1998 study on the same phenomenon, a tuition increase of 60 cents for every dollar of aid, up 50 from 50 cents on the dollar. That was abundantly clear. Students and parents should be particularly wary of taking out more in loans as opposed to seeking grants. Yeah. Okay. Across all types of institutions, more studies found that loans contributed to increases in tuition than did grants. Let me stop here for a second, because I'm a little confused. Now, if somebody in earlier years wanted to go to college, they knew exactly what the tuition costs were, what the costs for the classes were, their books, and so on and so forth. And you signed up for as much, minus, rather, the loans or the grants. This money comes from someplace. That you would take as many classes as you could afford. And most often what happened, if the parents weren't footing the tuition bill wholly and solely, maybe they did part of it. You had to come up with, and I always thought this was a good idea, you have to, you yourself, the student, great, parents going to kick in some, I've got to kick in some, and then I do as much as I can with the money available, and I go for my whatever degree. That's the way it used to work. But now it's loans, and ironically, at these colleges, for these students that were getting federal grants or federal loans, they also introduced the students on campus to credit cards. Oh, that's right. Credit cards. So on your student loan, the interest clock is ticking. You're a full-time student and you just don't have time for anything else, so let me get a couple of credit cards for the stuff that I need. I'll educate now and pay later. Well, you got edumacated and you got degreed and you went into the workplace searching diligently for the job that you went to school for. And guess what? Wasn't there. So not only were you saddled with student loans, you were saddled with credit card debt. You're willing and ready to take on the world. I've arrived. I've got my certification, my stamp of approval. I am star bright starlight. Here I am. But no job. You know, a lot of these students committed suicide. Just figured, this is a reason for taking my life. In a finding that should give pause to the Department of Education, one that Mr. Trump, by the way, said he was going to straighten around, and I, for the life of me, can't find a good reason to even have a Department of Education, except to maybe suggest certain curriculums. You know, no child this, and their idea of what education should be. Now, Now, this Department of Education, which has sought a reset of relations with the embattled for-profit education industry, this Robinson cites a 2012 paper that says the tuition increases map most closely to aid increases at for-profit schools. Robinson recommends eliminating graduate and parent plus loans, which are most likely to drive tuition increases, and simply pile more debt on the students and parents who are already eligible for six-figure and even unlimited loans. She recommends that the Department of Education focus on Pell Grants, which serve the neediest students and have the least inflationary pressure on tuition. Reflecting the common sense that grew out of the housing bust, Robinson recommends subjecting private student loans to bankruptcy law so lenders will tighten standards and reduce loan amounts. Yeah, you're just a kid. You want to get educated. You want to get out in the job force. So we're going to set up a criteria. It's kind of like when you have lousy credit status for whatever reason and you want to buy a car. For those that at least can afford it, that's where the tuition or the interest on that loan, if you will, is much, much higher. I love this woman. I guess she's a graduate of I Want to Get My Hands on Your Itty Bitty. In a blog post summarized the report, Robinson says containing tuition inflation will improve the economy as well as students, parents, and taxpayers. Yep, she's one of them. She's a statist. Student borrowers who previously boomeranged home to mom and dad and put off major life events such as marriage, home ownership, and children will be able to fully participate in the economy. Young people will not be forced by crushing debt to consider only financial rewards when choosing a career. Wow. Boy, this lady's mapping out everything, even your motivation for going to school. We need more people like this in government. Don't you think, Mike? Yes, here's the problem and here's my solution, which doesn't touch that third rail as to why this is going on in the first place. Interesting that somebody come out with that study when I've been talking about this now for a couple of years. And I knew exactly why the student tuition was going out of sight. Because these college presidents could smell money. It's like you could smell your own stinky feet. They can smell money. And they knew that there was a revenue stream that, well, students were going to take advantage of. Folks, I am just amazed of all the flim-flamming and the greed that goes on. Cashing in on somebody's dreams. You know, what's the American dream? How many times have you guys heard this? Well, it's home ownership. Yeah. And getting married and having kids. Well, that biological stuff, it's pretty much built in. But the home ownership, how many people do you know that has the ability to save up $200,000-$300,000? That's the inflated price of a home, and this is assuming that your wages or your income has been inflation protected by whatever increases you can garner. And depending on which study you look at, there's much disagreement on how to actually put this into some palpable, readable kind of inflation gauge. You know, you used to come up with all sorts of, like COLA, cost of living allowance. When was the last time you heard COLA, folks? That's been pretty much gone out of the vernacular for many years. Because you see, we don't want to direct your attention too much to a particular subject because you might spend a little bit more time thinking about it and maybe doing a little research on it. And most people take at face value when somebody mentions inflation. Oh, yeah, that's the That's the cost of stuff going up. Well, why is the stuff going up? See, then they never get to that point, because that would require a little bit more explanation and maybe really going down to the heart of the matter. And we don't want to do that. So we're just a greedy bunch of people that, well, that's our entire mission in life, is just to grab as much stuff as we can. I guess the old adage, those that die with the most toys win. Really? There ain't no luggage racks on hearses that I've seen. Have you seen any? I know the Egyptians believed you could, you know, pile your wealth around you, and when you took the little ship there, a little boat, into the Never Never Land, you get to take it with you. Not so. You're just dancing around on this little mortal coil as a little biological unit for just a short number of years, and then you're gone, and you don't get to take anything with you. So there must be something else to this thing called life, rather than just having a fat bank account. I've seen that pretty well described, I don't know if you all have, on the Horn of Plenty. Where we started out in this country, we didn't have anything. And then we got a little bit more, and we built this comfortable standard of living, and that became our touchstone and our guidepost, and we would set about maintaining that or maybe even increasing it. And then all of a sudden, that became our new God. And then lo and behold, we find at the end of this that we're right back where we started. You know, there's a story that I posted up on republicbroadcasting.org about a few streets in L.A. Skid Row. There is such a place. And somebody, enterprising individual, got a GoPro, had it in the car, and drove around Skid Row. 20,000 people, folks, living in tents or makeshift tents. 20,000 people. Their mode of transportation is a shopping cart they ripped off at the local grocery store. And their house is either blue plastic or some sort of visqueen or something to block the elements. 20,000 people. You know, and this is a state that keeps bringing more illegals in and keeps paying for these illegals for their food and their housing and whatever. And then you turn around and just on a few streets in South L.A., got 20,000 people out on the streets. This would have been unimaginable in this country not too long ago. And depending on one economic cycle that we were in, they didn't last long. The downturns didn't last long. And pretty much I say, that the people that wanted to work, worked. Might not have been in mansions, they might not have lived there, might have been a small apartment, but they had shelter, they could buy their food, and they could buy their clothes. And guess what? Maybe even scare up enough money maybe for some dental work or some medical care if needed. Be tight, no doubt about it, but it was doable. Not anymore. There's something very broken. And nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody. And I'm hearing a lot of conservative talk shows out there, and mainstream. They're still mainstream. I don't give a damn what they profess that they are. Won't ever talk about the reasons why we find ourselves in this condition. Oh, a little bit here, around the periphery, nibbling a little bit here, nibbling a little bit there. But not going to the core of the reasons why we're in the shape we find ourselves in today, which I find ironic because they want solutions to a problem. And for that lockbox the government never locked up, Social Security, people on Social Security out there, it's hit all-time record highs. And keep in mind that the fund is broke. Get into that after this break. Open up the phones as well, 800-313-9443. I'm your host, John Stottmiller. This is the National Intel Report, coming to you live from a place called Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The number of Social Security beneficiaries will hit a record, 61,859, wait a minute, oh, I'm sorry, I misread that, 61,859,250 in November. according to the information from the Social Security Administration. At the same time, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, with unemployment at the lowest rate since 2000, 4.1%. Let me stop here. I'm not going to be able to get through this thing. Unemployment in this country never has been 4.1% to my knowledge, let alone in the year 2000. At what they're not counting is the people that are actually unemployed by their unemployment figures. Go figure that one. There were 126,827,000 full-time workers in the United States, including government workers. Yeah, I can believe that. Yet that equaled only 2.05 full-time workers for each person receiving Social Security benefits. Even when all 153,918,000 people who had jobs in November are considered, counting both full-time and part-time workers, that's not what it just said a minute ago. The ratio of workers to Social Security beneficiaries was about 2.49 to 1. So in other words, there's almost 2.5 people working for everyone that's in the system. That's going off of the figures that we have 4.1% unemployment in this country, which is total bovine excrement, as Mr. Rivero likes to say. The record of 61,859,250 Social Security beneficiaries in November included 45,439,781 retired workers and their dependents. 5,992,862 survivors of deceased workers and 10,426,607 disabled workers and their dependents. Now, the Social Security program has two primary elements, old age and survivor's insurance and disability insurance. Each of these are supposed to be supported by a payroll tax imposed on a worker's earning. And see, you can't tell the people you work for that you don't want to deal with, you know, the unlocked box and their shenanigans. Can't do it. The payroll tax for the OASI is about 10.03% and is split so one half is deducted from a worker's paycheck and the other half is paid to the government by the employer. The payroll tax is about 2.37% and like the OASI tax is split between a deduction from the worker's paycheck and a payment made directly to the employer. In total, the worker and the employer must pay the government 12.4% in taxes on the first $127,000 a worker makes for the combined OASDI tax. Self-employed Americans pay the entire 12.4% directly. And if you're self-employed, why the hell would you want to give the government anything? Think about that. Why in the hell would you send money over if you're self-employed? Send money over to the Social Security information. This has got me rattled. I'm also reading something and I'm not really paying attention. Oh, I'll straighten all this out. We'll be back. Second hour coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.